There's been no shortage of gun legislation coming out of Sacramento in recent years.
All members vote who desire to vote.
And often, the issue generates heated rhetoric, like these statements by Assemblymembers Tim Donnelly and Reggie Jones Sawyer.
Understand this, colleagues. If you vote for this bill, you are voting against the Second Amendment. You are voting to erase it.
And we should have done something a long time ago about these weapons.
That bill, SB 374, would have banned semi-automatic weapons with detachable magazines. That's the type of gun used, with some illegal alterations, by the shooters in San Bernardino. It got to the governor's desk, but he vetoed it. In fact, since Jerry Brown took office in 2011, the legislature has sent him 37 gun control measures. He vetoed one out of four. But the governor also signed 28 bills to strengthen the Golden State's firearm laws and another 9 that expanded gun rights in California.
The governor is a challenge for us.
That's Amanda Wilcox. She lobbies in Sacramento for the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence. She says Brown is a wild card on the issue.
He has signed very innovative, strong, controversial, good, from my perspective, gun bills, and he has vetoed some very good, strong gun bills.
Brown isn't the only wild card. A KQED analysis of recent gun legislation shows decidedly mixed outcomes. Since 2011, the legislature or governor have killed dozens of gun control bills while supporting a handful that expanded gun rights. 2 years ago, gun control advocates did win a big victory. The governor signed a bill creating a way to obtain a court order to take guns away from unstable and potentially dangerous people. It takes effect January 1st. They've also had major defeats. For example, measures that would have regulated ammunition sales and expanded the list of banned firearms died in the Capitol. But Clint Monfort, a lawyer who represents gun rights groups in California, says none of the bills taken up in Sacramento would prevent tragedies like the one in San Bernardino.
At the end of the day, the type of firearm that is being used in these instances isn't really making much of a difference when you walk into a room full of, 30, 50, 100 unarmed people or unarmed children.
Some state leaders are vowing to revisit gun control next year. Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, for instance, is pushing a ballot measure to revisit a number of restrictions that have died in Sacramento, including regulating ammunition sales. Newsom notes the San Bernardino shooters stockpiled thousands of rounds of ammunition, completely legally and without anyone noticing.
It's not the gun that kills people. It's not people that kill people. It's the actual bullets themselves.
The pro-gun lobby opposes any regulation of ammunition, saying it just won't work. But gun control supporters like Amanda Wilcox say that's no reason to give up.
Someone runs a stop sign, causes a car accident. I never hear, stop signs don't work, get rid of the stop sign. Why should that be different with gun violence?
And some advocates think the best way to pass new laws is to go around the statehouse and directly to voters. I'm Marisa Lagos.